2018 was the wettest year on record in Massachusetts. The Quabbin Reservoir is at 100.4% of capacity, the highest water level since it was built in 1946. Just a few years ago, the worry was about drought conditions in much of Massachusetts. Scientists attribute what they call weather whiplash to climate change. With NASA reporting this week that 2018 was the fourth warmest year on record, WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Michael Rollins, Associate Director of the Climate System Research Center at UMass Amherst.
So 2018 was another warm year on top of a warming climate. We're looking at the past 5 years collectively, the warmest years in the modern record. No surprise because we've seen record amounts of greenhouse gas emissions in the past few years. We're continuing to pump carbon dioxide and methane and other gases into the atmosphere through human activities. And so it's no surprise that we're seeing these really warm years. What's really interesting is to see this warming. If you recall back to 1998 when we had a really strong El Nino, this year here, we're looking at temperatures warmer than that, and we aren't even in an El Nino right now. So it's very likely that once we see the next El Nino in the next, which is going to occur, they always do, in the next 5 or 10 years, we're likely to see temperatures actually starting to approach that 1.5 degrees Celsius threshold that we're trying to keep below to avoid some of the worst impacts. And actually, the Met Office, UK Met Office, has just done an analysis that suggests about a 1 in 10 chance that it could temporarily exceed 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels.
If it does break through that threshold, does that mean it's too late as far as trying to reverse the damage done?
We really can't say that if we were to temporarily exceed or breach that threshold that we somehow missed the Paris Agreement's aspirational target. We don't want to say that. This would be only a temporary excursion above 1.5 because of, let's say, a warm El Nino. But that being said, it's sort of a wake-up that if we don't start to act soon, that there will be a time in the next decade or two where the temperatures will start to average around that 1.5 degrees C threshold. And then it's at that point we would start to see some of the worst impacts of global warming. We need to see a transition to using renewable energy. It's very clear that there are opportunities. It makes good economic sense to embrace renewables. The cost of renewables is going down all the time. And so once we see renewables being brought on board more aggressively by our governments, then the greenhouse gas emissions will go down, and then our climate will stabilize in time and we'll avoid some of these worst impacts, particularly rising sea levels, which will likely continue for several centuries unless actions taken soon.
2018 was a record-setting year in Massachusetts for rainfall, correct?
Yes, 2018 was the wettest year on record for the state of Massachusetts as an average, right around 63 inches of precipitation as a state average. And it's no surprise that we're seeing surface water everywhere. If you drive through farm fields out in western Massachusetts, standing water is everywhere. It's a really, really wet time of the year with the snow melt from the recent rains. And so it's really likely that given the amount of water that's standing at the surface right now, if we were to see significant snowfall from here until the end of the season, it's very likely that we'd see significant flooding in the spring. Water tables are very, very high, close to the surface. There's really no capacity to store water. You're not seeing much evaporation this time of year because it's cold and the sun's fairly low in the sky. So this water is sitting. Interestingly, the Quabbin Reservoir, the level of the Quabbin Reservoir for the average for December, January, and February measurements was over capacity, 100.4%, and that's the highest on record since the reservoir was completed in the 1940s. And that's just a clear indication that 2018 was very wet. We tend to see the Quabbin Reservoir at a very high level in winter following a wet year. And for the Northeast U.S., 2018 was the second wettest year on record.
And just a few years ago, I mean, I think 2 years ago, in fact, we were talking about serious drought in Massachusetts, and there was concern over the level of the Quabbin. So is this type of extreme that we're seeing in just a short, relatively short period of time, is this a sign of what's going on as far as the impact of climate change?
There are indications that we're seeing a sort of weather whiplash, the weather extremes swinging back and forth fairly dramatically over short time periods. The drought in 2016 in this area brought the Quabbin Reservoir down to about 80% capacity, which was just barely into the level which warrants some restrictions. Not a severe drought, but a moderate drought nonetheless. And to recover that quickly from a fairly dry condition to a very wet state, these are some of the signs that we expect under a warming climate. Whether that rapid shift back and forth between dry and wet or wet and dry, whether that would occur over, whether we can expect that over a period of days, weeks, or years, is not entirely clear, but many folks obviously this past winter have commented on how we've gone from fairly cold weather over 1 week and then the very next week we're at temperatures close to 60 degrees. So this weather whiplash is a term that's being used to emphasize the point that we can expect as the climate warms to see these more extremes as the jet stream, for example, dives down to our south and brings cold air out of Canada one day, and then that jet stream being, let's say, impacted by warming would then shoot back north up into Canada and bring us the warm temperatures. Those kind of rapid fluctuations from warm to cold and cold to warm are something that the climate models project we can expect to see as the climate continues to warm.